Haines is expecting an uptick in cruise ship traffic this year. Tourism director Carol Ann Wooten says there will be about 10,000 more passengers this year over last year.
I think it is a good milestone, and it's exciting to see the interest in porting in Haines. I think that we are definitely at a place where we're going to start seeing a return of our investment, and I like that. That's great.
She says by return on investment, she means the effort that's gone into attracting cruise ships to Haines over the last couple years. This season, she expects nearly 65,000 passengers and just under 30,000 crew. Haines instituted a 3-year, 50% docking fee reduction in 2017. That reduction is in effect through the end of this calendar year. Wooten says she thinks it's played a role in attracting ships to the port. She says Haines also offers an experience unlike other ports. It's a small community that has access to natural beauty. That unique experience is what's attracting smaller boutique cruise lines like UnCruise. UnCruise's ship Wilderness Adventurer will be the first and last to dock in Haines this season. They're promoting an earlier season, so ships will begin to arrive in Haines in late April and run through the end of September. This year, Wooten will be part of a sustainable tourism working group. The group does not yet have a name, but they do have a goal, a sustainability plan for Haines tourism over the next 5 years.
I think it's all about what the community, finding out what the community wants. And then also, how do we handle when you have a large influx of people? How do you move those people around in your community so that it helps to minimize negative impacts for the community? Because obviously, if our guests have our community's happy, our guests will have a great experience as well. And so I think that's really important.
She wants to figure out how to maintain a vibrant tourism economy that's also responsive to community concerns. Part of that is managing moving visitors through the community. Another is managing bandwidth. Cruise ship passengers and community members sometimes vie for internet access. It's been a challenge in the past.
Interestingly enough, the cruise ships charge quite a bit of money for people to use their Wi-Fi and their internet on the ship. So oftentimes, as soon as they hit port, people are immediately looking for Wi-Fi access, which in a community like Haines, that's can be a little stressful on the rest of us who live and die by internet here too.
But she says these are good problems to have. The influx of people craving services is an opportunity for the economy. The Portage Cove Dock will operate this summer for the first time in a decade. The Chilkoot Indian Association bought the dock in February of last year from Klukwan Inc. It will receive some smaller cruise ships beginning in late April. In Haines, I'm Claire Strumpel.